Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for April 2nd to the 8th, 2011. Israeli military steps up attacks against Palestinian civilians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, despite calls from the Palestinian president to the world to intervene to stop Israel's attacks. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's David Steele.
The Israeli army used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets on Friday to suppress the weekly anti-wall protests in a number of West Bank villages. Two were injured and six arrested when Israeli troops attended the weekly protest in the village of Anabi Saleh in central West Bank. After midday prayers, villagers along with Israeli and international supporters marched to lands owned by local farmers that Israel wants to take for the construction of the wall and settlements. Soldiers fired rubber-coated steel bullets and tear gas at civilians, injuring two local youths. Later, troops stormed the village and arrested three local men and three Israeli activists. In Bilin village, also in the central West Bank, villagers along with their international and Israeli supporters marched towards the wall built on their lands after midday prayers. As soon as protesters reached the gate of the wall, separating local farmers from their lands, troops stationed there attacked them using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. On Tuesday of this week, the army invaded the village of Bilin and searched homes. Villagers there have been protesting against the wall for the past 6 years. In the nearby village of Nilin, similar protests were held on Friday. Villagers and their supporters marched up to the gate of the wall, separating local farmers from their land. Israeli troops used tear gas and sound bombs to force people back. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, the villagers of Al-Masara in the southern West Bank and their international and Israeli protesters conducted a weekly round of anti-wall protests. Troops stopped the protest from leaving the village using rifle butts and batons. For IMEMC.org, this is David Steele.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called on international bodies to pressure Israel to refrain from attacking the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that Israel is concerned over regional developments. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari has more.
From Cairo, where he is holding talks with Egyptian leadership, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for halting ongoing Israeli attacks on Gaza in wake of a new wave of violence in the Gaza Strip. Abbas's call came while he is involved in talks over national unity between the Fatah Party and Hamas in Gaza for possible restoration of that unity. Abbas said he is ready to visit Gaza along with Arab League Secretary Amr Moussa in an attempt to restore the national unity and to prepare for general elections. Hamas is yet to respond clearly to the call. On the Palestinian-Israeli peace process, the president reiterated the Palestinian Authority's stance that the peace process can be back to track once Israel stops all settlement construction on occupied Palestinian lands. Also, he reaffirmed the PA's move to win UN recognition of a Palestinian state on 1967 border lines, including East Jerusalem, West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, in Prague, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu voiced Israel's concern over underway developments in nearby Arab countries as far as the chances of peace are concerned. Amidst such fears, a number of Israeli politicians called this week for embracing an Arab peace initiative of 2002 that calls for comprehensive peace between Israel and the Arab countries based on 1967 borders. In Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama believed that there could be a chance for peace between Israelis and Palestinians. Obama's thought comes as some European countries, including France, Germany and UK, have proposed a peace initiative that is based on a two-state solution. So far, the parties concerned have not reached any conclusion as to how they could relaunch a stalled peace process. In the meantime, violence is still going on in the region, particularly in the Gaza Strip, where at least 10 people, including women and elderly men, have been killed during Israeli attacks since Thursday, April 7. Rami Almiran, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
Hundreds abducted in the West Bank and 10 killed in the Gaza Strip due to Israeli military raids. The details and more with IMEMC's Sikara Parisia.
The United Nations Relief and Works Agency reported this week that the demolition of Palestinian homes and other buildings by Israel reached record highs in March. According to UNRWA, 76 buildings were demolished in March, resulting in the displacement of 158 people, including 64 children. This brings the total number of displaced persons in 2011 to 333, including 175 children. UNRWA spokesperson Chris Gunness claimed that this was, quote, discrimination against one ethnic group. The village of Awarta near Nablus in the north of the West Bank has undergone three separate attacks this week by Israeli military forces, including closures of all access points to the village, the imposition of curfew, and the detention of hundreds of residents, including elderly women, who have been forced to submit DNA samples. The attacks are a continuation of the collective punishment upon the village following the murders of five members of a family in the nearby settlement of Itamar over 1 month ago, despite the State of Israel providing no concrete evidence that the murderer, or murderers, came from Awarta. The Israeli military abducted on Wednesday morning three Palestinians from the town of Hebron. Sources stated that the Israeli military searched houses of Palestinian residents and handed them orders to appear at the nearest police station for questioning. Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday morning Al-Aqaba village, east of the central West Bank city of Tubas, declared it a closed military zone, and proceeded to demolish two homes and bulldoze roads. Sami Sadek, head of Al-Aqaba village council, stated that several roads close to the entrance of the village and in its centre were bulldozed before the army demolished the two homes. The Gaza Strip has seen a further escalation in hostilities this week, culminating in the death of 10 Palestinians and the injury of dozens more in the last 30 hours alone. On Tuesday, a Palestinian man was killed in the buffer zone of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military claimed that they shot the man as he was armed and was approaching the border, but Palestinian medical sources stated that no weapon was found at the scene. Air raids were reported both Tuesday and Wednesday night in several areas, resulting in injuries to five civilians. Two were children and two were women, one of whom is pregnant. Furthermore, damage was reported to property, including a plastics factory. Following rocket fire from Gaza on Thursday, one of which struck an Israeli school bus in Be'er Sheva, injuring two, the Israeli military launched an assault upon Gaza using shelling from tanks and aerial fire from a combination of F-16 fighter jets, Apache helicopters, and unmanned drones. Attacks were reported throughout the Gaza Strip and have thus far resulted in the death of 10 Palestinians, 8 of whom were civilians, and the injury of over 40 residents. Both the numbers killed and injured included children. The two deceased, who were not civilians, belonged to the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the Hamas movement, who claimed responsibility for the rocket fire from Gaza, along with the National Resistance Brigades of the DFLP. For IMEMC, this is Sekare Pahizia.
And that was just some of the news from This Week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Tassis and me, George Rishmael.